अनेकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभिः यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृतेर् यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृतेर् युगपत् क्रमशोऽपि वा युगपत् क्रमशोऽपि वा बिभर्ति भूरिशस्त्वेका बिभर्ति भूरिशस्त्वेकः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभिः कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभिः यथा गुणांसु प्रकृते युगपत्क्रमशोऽपि वा बिभर्ति भूरिशस्त्वेका कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभिः यथा गुणांस्तु प्रकृते युगपत्क्रमशोऽपि वा बिभर्ति भूरिशोत्वेका कुर्वन् कर्माणि जन्मभिः माताजीस यथा गुणांसु प्रकृते यथा एज दे वर गुणां द मोड्स ऑफ तो बट प्रकृते ऑफ द मटीरियल एनर्जी युगपत् साइमल्टेनियसली क्रमशः ग्रेजुअली अभी ऑल्सो वाइदर विभर्ति मेंटेन्स भूरिशः मेनी फॉर्म्स तो बट एकः द सुप्रीम वन कुर्वन् एक्टिंग कर्माणि एक्टिविटीज जन्मभिः बाय इनकार्नेशंस ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इज वन whether he alone acts with the modes of material nature or simultaneously expands in many forms or expands consecutively to direct the material nature. Text 10 Vichikitshitam etan me bravito bhagavan yatha shabde brahmane nishnatah parasmimscha bhavan khalu. The translation: kindly clear up all these doubtful inquiries, because you are not only vastly learned in the Vedic literatures and self-realized in transcendence, but are also great devotee of the Lord and are therefore as good as the personality of Godhead. Purport: in Brahma Samhita it is said that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Govinda, the personality of Godhead, although one without second, is infallibly expanded by innumerable forms non-different from one another, and although he is the original person, he is still ever young with permanent youthful energy. He is very difficult to know simply by learning the transcendental science of the Vedas, but he is very easily realized by his pure devotees. The expansions of different forms of the Lord, as from Krishna to Baladev to Sankarshan, from Sankarshan to Vasudev, from Vasudev to Aniruddha, from Aniruddha to Pradyumna, and then again to second Sankarshan, and from him to Narayan Purushavataras, and innumerable other forms, which are compared to the constant flowing of uncountable waves of a river, are all one and the same. They are like lamps of equal power, which kindle from one lamp to another. That is the transcendental potency of the Lord. The Vedas say that He is so complete that even though the whole complete identity emanates from Him, He still remains the same complete whole. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. As such, there is no validity in a material conception of Lord produced by the mental speculator. Thus, He remains always a mystery for the mundane scholars, even if He is vastly learned in the Vedic literatures. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. Therefore, the Lord is beyond the limit of conception for mundane, learned scholars, philosophers or scientists. He is easily understandable for the pure devotees because the Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita that after surpassing the stage of knowledge, when one is able to be engaged in devotional service of the Lord, then only can one know the true nature of the Lord. One cannot have any clear conception of the Lord or His holy name, form, attributes, pastimes, unless one is engaged in His transcendental loving service. The statement of the Bhagavad Gita that one must first of all surrender unto Lord, being freed from all other engagements, means that one must become pure, unconditional devotee of the Lord. Only then can one know Him by strength of devotional service. Maharaj Parikshit admitted in the previous verse that the Lord is inconceivable even for the greatest learned scholars. Why then should he again request Sukhdeva Goswami to clarify his insufficient knowledge about the Lord? The reason is clear. Not only was Sukhdeva Goswami vastly learned in the Vedic literatures, but he was also a great self-realized soul and powerful devotee of the Lord. Powerful devotee of the Lord is, by the grace of the Lord, more powerful than the Lord Himself. The personality of Godhead, Sri Ramachandra, attempted to bridge the Indian Ocean to reach the island of Lanka. But Sri Hanumanji, the unalloyed devotee of the Lord, could cross the ocean simply by jumping over it. The Lord is so merciful upon His pure devotees that He presents His beloved devotees as more powerful than Himself. The Lord expressed Himself to be unable to save Durvasa Muni. Another instance. Although the Muni was so powerful that he could reach the Lord directly under material conditions, but Durvasa Muni was saved by Maharaj Ambarish, a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, not only is a devotee of the Lord more powerful than the Lord, but also worship of the devotee is considered more effective than the direct worship of the Lord. Madhvakta Vyuja Vyathika. The conclusion is therefore that a serious devotee must first approach a spiritual master who not only is very well versed in the Vedic literatures, but is also a great devotee with factual realization of the Lord and His different energies. Without the help of such devotees, spiritual master, one cannot make progress in transcendental science of the Lord. And as a bona fide spiritual master like Sukhdeva Goswami does not speak about the Lord only in the matter of His internal potencies, but also explains how the Lord associates with His external potencies. The Lord's pastimes in internal potencies are displayed in His activities in Vrindavan, but His external potency works are directed as His features of Karanarnavashai Vishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti offers his good counsel to the interested Vaishnavas when he says that they should not be interested in hearing only the Lord's activities like his Rasa Leela, but must be keenly interested in his pastimes, in his features of Purushavataras in connection with Srishti Tattva, creational functions, following the examples of Maharaj Parikshit, the ideal disciple, and Shukadeva Goswami, the ideal spiritual master. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruh Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Breshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paritanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Sarva Shastra Abdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Radhanadhyaya Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya Sri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarvasivyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Matsangi Manguro Man Mahadhana Madanistaraga Madhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhuta Dainati Nichichota Raka Hanamunchakada Chinamama Premarita Kantayos Puraha Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, welcome everybody for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today's verse is a question which is posed by Parishad Maharaj for the betterment of the entire universe. You know, looking at his question, you know, it reminds of somebody who is very, very technical and who is thinking, Hari, Bhagwan ek hai. You know, everybody all over the world has a misconception that Hinduism is all about polytheism. worshipping everybody. आपके एक भगवान थोड़ी है, आपके तो पूरा मार्केट है, पूरा एक अगरबत्ती लो, घुमाते जाओ, यू आर मूविंग योर अगरबत्ती लाइक दिस एंड यू डोंट नो होम यू आर वर्शिपिंग. बट इट इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ सनातन धर्म टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट द वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर्स लाउडली प्रोक्लेम हाउ डज अ सिस्टम ऑफ एक्सपेंशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड हैपन्स. Everybody knows that everybody is expansion of the Lord Himself. You know, we are the marginal energy, Tatastha Shakti. So how does He expand into so many different devatas? How does it begin? We have heard that the Lord has so many Shaktis. So how does He deal with Him? You know, we have a material conception. We think, okay, there is one boss in our office. And he has a secretary, he has different HODs, and how does he meet at them? He has a meeting, and he talks to everybody one by one. So, Parikshit Maharaj is posing an amazing question that, you know, does he do it only, or he expands into different incarnations, and they deal with the energies, or, you know, is it that he expands, and then he again expands, then he again expands, or he expands altogether. You know, it is just like the firecracker, ek anar rehta hai, it explodes, and you can see so many showers coming out of it. And what happens? There are some other crackers which expand, explode, and again explode, and again explode. So it is like, you know, like, what exactly happens? Parikshit Maharaj is asking, ye tube light ka kya game hai? Pehle ek tube light, phir dusri tube light, phir tisri. What is exactly happening? How does, please explain to me clearly, how does the Lord expand? Wo unka vistarit roop kaise karte hain? How does He do? So very interesting question. In the outside world, when we see, you know, firecrackers, it bursts and the flames come out. The firecracker also bursts, finishes off. At the same time, the flames that came out or the sparks that came out, they also extinguish. But the expansion of the Supreme Lord is not like that. Srila Prabhupada gives a detailed explanation that the beautiful form of the Lord is Satchidananda, full of knowledge, full of bliss, and eternal. Full knowing everything, enjoying everything. For Him, when He expands, He still remains full. Our mathematics is what? 1 minus 1 is 0. But the spiritual mathematics is 1 minus 1 is still 1. 1 still remains. He is Satchidananda. He is a full spiritual body from which when something expands, a full energetic set is created. So He is expanding and He is creating His own different incarnations, but at the same time they all have same powers as Him. Just like a lamp. When a lamp is lit, you know, you cannot know which lamp is first, because all of them are lighting in the same illumination. So the Supreme Lord expands into different incarnations. And how does He interact with His different energies is the question. So Srila Prabhupada gives a very, very detailed purport. Over here, now He begins with the first verse of Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Saying, first understand that He is the Supreme. He is the main boss. And after that, He expands into so many different incarnations. And then, His incarnation, what is the first incarnation? He incarnates, Lord Krishna expands as Baladev. When Baladev expands as Shankarshana, then Vasudeva, then Aniruddha, then Pradyumna, and that Pradyumna again expands as the second Sankarshan, and that second Sankarshan enters in this material world, which is the 1/4 of the entire creation. 3/4 is spiritual world, 1/4 is material world. In that 1/4, that second Sankarshan expansion enters, and they expand into the different Narayana Purushavataras. One is Karana Udakshai. This entire material world is full of the Karana ocean, and there the Lord resides in his sleeping incarnation. And as there he is sleeping, as he breathes out, you know, when we breathe out, horrible noise comes out and horrible smell comes out. But when the Lord is breathing, what is coming out? From his every pore, you know, we can, when we put an earthen pot in water, you know, normally when we have to fill something in an earthen pot to check whether it is whole, what we do is, we immerse it, we make it ulta, and we force it inside a bucket. And if there are any holes, you'll see bubbles coming out. Right? So similarly, like those bubbles, all the bubbles are coming out of the pores, skin pores of Mahavishnu. And from that, all the universes are coming out. So many pores, so many bubbles, and so many universes. That is creation. He is creating those universes, but that is his beginning of creation. And as he creates that, in that every universe comes who? The second expansion of Karana Udakshaya Vishnu called as Garbha Udakshaya Vishnu. In that Garbha Udak, in that universe, he is lying. And as he is lying, from his navel sprouts a lotus flower. A divine lotus flower, and on the top of the lotus flower is born the supreme human being of this creation, Lord Brahma. And that Lord Brahma is given the power and empowerment to create and do detailed creation, which will come in the next verses. And he creates all the different planets, fills them up with different living entities, hence the creation began. So it's a very beautiful story which we need to understand, that we worship, you know, Prabhupada very beautifully mentions about how Mad Bhakta Puja Vedika, the worship of a devotee is more than my worship. When we worship Lord Shiva, when we worship Mother Durga, when we worship different devatas, we have to understand that we have to worship them in the mood of a devotee. Until unless we don't worship them and see them as a devotee, the whole purpose of the direct worship of the Lord is futile. Slowly and steadily we'll come to the power, but it'll be an indirect worship. The proper formal worship to the Lord is worshipping his devotees as his devotees. So there is one boss and so many different ministers. So similarly, in this universe, the Lord is the main supreme being, and then comes different incarnations and different devatas. And then come different species. And we are one of them, the human species. The Lord very mercifully has chosen us and given us his features. So here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, very, very succinctly is explaining, after looking at the beautiful query of Parikshit Maharaj, ki please explain to me. Ye doubt hai, doubt mera solve kariye. Maar uske pehle, what has Parikshit Maharaj told Shukadev Goswami? Bhagwan ko koi samajh nahi sakta. And now he is saying, Please explain to me. So, Prabhupada is saying, why does he need to do that? Because he wants to establish the fact that you need to ask questions to pertinent people who can understand. If you are going to ask the questions to ChatGPT, you might not get fulfilling answers. The most important factor for any person to answer their questions is that he has to be learned in the Vedic scriptures. He has to be self-realized in transcendence. He has to understand how he is not the body, but the soul, and come above the material platform and be on the transcendental platform. And third most important quality, Advaita Machyutam Anadi Mananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanamcha. Bhagavana, you are multifarious expansions, beautiful, Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, but Vedeshu Durulabha Adurulabham Atma Bhakto. If somebody tries to search you through Vedas, he might not be able to find you. You know, anything, if you lose anything on a floor, you might, if the floor is clean, you might pick up. But if you lose something in a mesh, you know, there is lot of ribbons there or lot of ropes there, and you lose something, to find it out is very difficult. Dhunte dhunte sham ho jayegi. So the Vedic literatures are like that. Once one of my friends had bought so many Vedas, you know, books, a pile of books. And he had, you know, he told me, you keep it here, one by one I'll take my home. I said, okay. And because the market is nearby here, so I had kept it. I said, you know, curiosity kills the cat. So I was like, abhi rakha hai to ek baar to padhna chahiye na. So I picked up the Vedas and I had to read it, and it was so confusing. I was like, kya bol rahe hain, kisko bol rahe hain? It was so confusing language. To understand Vedic language is not easy. That's why Bhagavad Gita mentions the language of Vedas as flowery language. You'll not be able to understand what is there in it. To, you know, when there is, maybe a water, a puddle of water, and if you put a drop of soap, you know, everything gets on side. Just a small observance. So what a devotee of the Lord can do is, he can very well strain, very well filter out what is needed and give you that lotus expertly. You know, in a lotus pond, the lotus, the roots of the lotus are very fibrous. It's very difficult to swim in that. But a Rajahamsa, a swan, can swim very easily and pluck the lotus and give it to you. For you, it might not be able to, you know, you might not be able to swim and get it, but he'll be able to do it. A devotee of the Lord is that amazing person in a life who can tell us who is Krishna Tattvatah. Once we inquire that with the pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, with a proper vidhi, with proper procedure, we approach him, take shelter of the devotee, pranipatena, we bow down in front of him, and pariprashnena, we pose right questions. Then that self-realized soul can give us knowledge. Why? Because they have realized the Lord in tattva. What is understanding of tattva? Somebody has a note written, right? I have a note written which says that this particular bill will give me so much money. But how will I realize it? I might sit on the heaps of notes, but I will not realize it until unless I go and exchange it with a commodity. Sorry? Itne paise mein itna kuch milta hai. Aur itne paise mein itna hi milta hai. Why? Because it has small realization, it has big realization. Until unless we realize that note is of no value. You will not be able to eat that note. You will need to buy something out of the note. That is real. So similarly, spiritual realization is, I read English. I understand what is philosophy. But you realize that to actually believe in it and to have faith in it, understand it to the core, is realization. And that is the prime quality of a devotee. But not only that, not only till that, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labate param. Acha, sab kuch padh ke, sab kuch samajh ke, is that it? Will I understand the Supreme Lord nicely? No. That is just the pathway. You know, you have just done the post graduation. Now, the PhD study of the Lord is continuous devotional service. Jab aap bhakti marg mein Bhagwan ki seva karenge, you do service unto the Lord. Only after that will the Lord reveal Himself to you. The Lord is supreme autocrat. Right? He's an autocrat. He has the rights to reveal to somebody. You know? He has such a screen in front of us that if you have the password received from a devotee, you will be able to see him. Otherwise, you will not be able to see him. He reserves the right. So somebody who has Veda Panditya, you cannot assure, he cannot be assured that he understands the Lord. He might be superficially, you know, swimming in the ocean. He only will be seeing the sharks and different fishes. But if he has to see the moti, you know, where he has to go? He has to go deep. He has to dive inside deep. And that diving is what a devotee does. He serves the Lord intimately, continues serving, understands His Rupa, Nama, Guna, Leela, appreciates that, continues His devotional service, and is a realized devotee of the Lord. And that devotee, who is chosen as a spiritual master, can show us who Krishna is, what His Leela is. Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, he explains that the Leela of the Lord is very beautiful. The Leela in the spiritual world is Leela with the Dalhadini Shakti. The Leela in the material world is the Leela with the material energy. The creation is a material Leela, and in the spiritual world there is spiritual Leela. But there is a very beautiful Leela which is very, very rare. And that is Lord Krishna's Bala Leela. His Bala Leela in this material world is compared to a diamond. No, diamond shines. It has its self shining. It reflects very nicely. But if you put a diamond on a silver plate, does it look nice? Nice. It'll look nice, you know. Shining silver and shining diamond. But the same diamond, when put on a black iron plate, you know, you'll see all the photographers. If you see an advertisement of a diamond jewelry, you won't see that diamond jewelry put on a silver mannequin. There will be something black behind. Why? Because in that contrast, the shining of that diamond will appear very, very amazing and attractive. So this Leela, Bal Leela of Shri Krishna, which is not available in the spiritual world, only in this material world, that Bal Leela of the Lord is like that diamond. Ye dunya kali hai. But is kali dunya mein kya hai? Bhagwan ki ye sundar Leela hai, which is very, very bright and shining. So today being the fifth day of Diwali, you know, first day was Dhanatrayodashi, you know, worshipping Dhanvantari ji for the wealth of medicine and worshipping Mother Lakshmi for the wealth of prosperity. Then the next day is Naraka Chaturdashi, the day when Krishna killed Narakasura. Next comes Amavasya, which is Deepavali, the row of lights for welcoming Lord Ram into our hearts. It is also the day when Pandavas returned from their vanvas. And after that comes first day of the month, that is Pratipada, that is Govardhan Puja. That is also considered one of the festivals that is there on that day also is, you know, universal marriage anniversary. It is considered that the tie between a husband and wife is celebrated that day. So, Govardhan Puja is celebrated on that day, and the next day, that is today, is considered to be Bhai Dooj. That is where a sister worships her brother, and they worship the bondage of brotherly love. So on this day, Yamraj has given a benediction to Srimati Yamuna Maharani. What? That anybody who worships you on this day will not see my face. So you will see lakhs of lakh people on the banks of Vishram Ghat in Mathura, where brother and sister, they take a dip in Yamuna Devi together. Because, you know, Raksha Bandhan we have, Balram Jayanti, Balram Purnima. And today's day where the sister provides protection. And what a greater protection than protection from Yamraj. So when a brother and a sister take a dip in Yamuna Maharani, Yamraj gives, touch me not. Iske upar ek, touch me, touch not him. Ek tag laga dete. Where if the Yamudas come, they will not touch. The same Bal Leela of the Lord, the beautiful Bal Leela and the beautiful Damodar Leela which we just sang, it starts just on the day of Deepavali. On that day, Mother Yashoda had decided what? That she will do everything for the pleasure of Gopal. So she was sleeping. But before that, all the cowherd men were going in different direction because some wanted to finish the Indra Puja and come back for Deepavali in night. And there was a different puja happening at Sunandan Maharaj's house. So, Nanda Maharaj, Rohini and Baladeva, all of them had gone or were rather going. So here, all the Devi Devatas, they were hovering above Gokul Mahavan, where Mother Yashoda was beautifully caressing Lord Gopal in the bed. The sun had not risen yet. There was a little faint light. The dawn was coming. The birds were chirping, singing beautiful sweet songs, worshipping the devatas. And the Brahmanas were chanting different mantras, till date, you remember, where different prayers were sung, for in our times, our clock was the radio. Particularly at 7 o'clock, there was Marathi bhajan starting. So, you remember as you're sleeping, your ears are very sharp. You still see and hear. So, there were beautiful hymns going on. But all the Vrajavasis were hearing different Brahmanas chanting. But more than the Brahmanas chanting, they were interested in the different birds singing beautifully. And to that singing, the cows also joined. They started mooing in a rhythmic way, just so that everybody can be woken up with a sweet song. But here, the wind of Braja was wondering, Are, today is supposed to be Deepavali and today is going to be big Leela, but mother is still sleeping. How can it be possible? Srila Shivaram Maharaj, in his beautiful book called as Shri Damodar Janani, he very beautifully explains as to how the scene is set for the Damodar Leela to begin. Mother Yashoda is lying in bed, and as she is seeing Lord Gopal, she is smiling and saying, "Oh, my dear blue lotus, Neel Kamal." And she is again going into sleep, again waking up and looking at Krishna. Somehow they are attracted like a magnet. "Oh, my beautiful lotus." And again drowsing, you know. She wanted Krishna to sleep more so that he can do less mischief. But the wind here was uneasy. Hari, nahi, nahi. It's time for the Leela to start, right? So the wind started rushing from the village to the forest to the gates of Gokul Mahavan. And as he entered the gates of Gokul Mahavan into the first floor where Mother Yashoda's whole big suite was beautifully made. And there, it passed through different walls, marble walls inlaid with semi-precious stones, you know, just like our floor. And as the wind is going through, it is looking at all the beautiful elements so beautifully arranged. And there was a huge lamp with 108 diyas, which are used in night for lighting up, you know, no electric lights. And then there was a huge bed, oversized bed, on which, on a soft cushion, laid Mother Yashoda as well as Gopal. There was a beautiful bureau and a table just around, a beautiful cupboard which full of cosmetics and dresses. So finally, the breeze came to the feet of Mother Yashoda and woke her up. "Get up, get up. No, it's time for the Leela to begin. You can't sleep. If you will be delayed, you know, if the first actor gets delayed, the next actor will come late. So please, it's time for you to start your Leela." Gently touching Yashoda's sleeping form, the breeze whispered, "O queen, whose good fortune is without limit, can you rest in the arms of goddess of sleep, while the cause of creation stirs by your side? Come on, arise." Hearing this appeal, her bodily hair stood in ecstasy. Little by little, the beautiful wife of Nanda Maharaj awoke. Seeing that her child was still deep in slumber, she carefully raised herself. Then, as if drawn by a magnet, bent over to gently kiss her son's cheek. Although he did not stir, in his sleep, Krishna felt the indescribable touch of love personified, and that touch caused waves of ecstasy to course through his body and mind, bringing pictures of his mother into his dreams. He sighed happily and puckered his cheeks and then sank deeply into his pillow. Krishna still slept. Slowly, Mother Yashoda got up like a swan and glided. And there were all her maid servants ready to give her a bath. She's a queen. And they were asking. While washing Mother Yashoda's feet, a young gopi said, "Everyone is so excited about making this Deepavali special. Why?" Yashoda Mane replied, "Why do they want it to be so special? Because your son Krishna is now old enough to relish such events. Everyone wants to please him. That is kind of them. Because of the love they bear for Krishna, service streams spontaneously from their heart. They keep on serving him. They can't stop serving him." Yashoda accepted the mouthwash offered to her and began to brush her teeth with eucalyptus, Nilgiri, twig. After rinsing her mouth and discarded the contents in a spittoon, Yashoda Devi closed her eyes as the maidservant massaged her limbs with aromatic oils, washed her hair, and then bathed and dried her. During all this, they spoke. Sundari, one of the servants, one of the maids, go and see if my son is still sleeping. Peeking into the bedchamber, she replied, even at such a young age, he resembles like the sleeping god Narayan. Yes, yes, that is what Gargamuni had said. He said that he would be as good as Narayan. Because my transcendental son is exactly like Narayan in qualities, opulence, fame and influence, Gargamuni told us to raise him very carefully. Oh, I am so excited. Just hearing these things makes my hair stand on end. Since my son has appeared in our town, there seems to be some magical shakti that makes everyone's heart thrill with joy, even at most trying times. Yes, replied the maid. It is as if we have transported to Vaikuntha or beyond. And through these unceasing waves of happiness, your Krishna and his sports seem to flourish in our mind in such a way that we can think of nothing else. Is that bad? Mother said. No, not at all. It's delightful. Except that when we are lost to thoughts of his pranks, we are prone to be late for our duties or worse. We tend to spoil them like burning meals. Gently slapping the girl's cheek, Yashoda smiled. Oh, you exaggerate. You are making excuses for burning my son's milk. Hurry and dress me. As they continued speaking about Krishna's leela, the maids again got lost. You know, just like the computers go hang, they hung. Stop doing anything. And she was like, oh my God, you know, I can't wait for them to make me ready. So she hurriedly, she got ready and she left. She wanted to do everything herself. Nanda Maharaj was master of 900 cows. Of these, 5 or 7 were as rare as a horse with a black ear. Because of a superlative quality of their milk, creamy, fatty, tasty and aromatic. Padma Gandhi was one such cow. Famed throughout Vraja because her milk shared the aroma of red lotus. To make their special milk even more special, these cows were carefully pastured in a divine meadow, whose grasses were soft, juicy, and fragrant. Some gopas suggested that the seeds of this field had actually originated from heaven. The milk of these cows was then delivered into 3 golden urns to Mother Yashoda, golden pots, whose servants converted some into yogurt, some dahi, and some as condensed milk for sweets. While it was natural that queen supply her son with the best of everything, there was another reason Yashoda gave this special milk to Krishna. She wanted to wean him off stealing. Somehow my son has become addicted to stealing the milk produce of our neighbors. To break this habit, I must entice him by providing him butter that is far, far superior to that which he can get elsewhere. And so Yashoda not only collected the best milk for Krishna, but often churned and boiled it herself. This would be the case today. Yashoda would churn the yogurt and would also watch the stove. These girls cannot be trusted. They regularly burn the milk, she thought. With reliable Rohini and Balaram taking Brother Upananda's village, I will have to do things myself. Tightening her garments, Yashoda poured the milk into a large pot on the stove, and from that yogurt was prepared to previous day. She spooned the best part into the churn near the door of the bedchamber. From there, she would be able to see Krishna on the bed, as well as the boiling milk on the stove. While the maid servant deftly lighted the sandalwood fire, Yashoda began to churn the yogurt, and as she did, she gradually sank into the quicksand of Krishna Leela. Her service complete, the maid servant eagerly left Yashoda and Krishna for the Deepavali preparations. And here, Mother Yashoda, at distance, was watching everything. And she started singing her own song. Just as she was not satisfied by her servants doing anything, similarly, she was not satisfied by all the sages doing so many prayers. She said, I'll compose my prayer. The beautiful prayer, I'll read the translation. O Tilak ornaments of Gokula's king's dynasty, pouring delight into their eyes, you bring endless joy to the pious folk of Vraja. The cowherd people are overjoyed by celestial observance of your birthday. And after Purna died, Gokul's king performed further auspicious rites for your protection. Impetuous as you are, you toppled the cart, and some days later, the Supreme Lord kindly rescued you from the whirlwind Trinavata and returned you to us. Oh, beautiful-eyed, lotus-eyed child, who gracefully crawls in the palace courtyard and is also expert in playful dancer. Although a handsome protector of calves, you are a greedy liar when jousting in a playful quarrel with elderly gopis. O Krishna, of insatiable thirst to play with friends, quickly come to your mother and make me happy. Do not delay. Although your divine potencies seem to fill the three worlds with wonder, I continue to pray to Lord Hari that you never grow old or die, and that you continue to bring us happiness. O Krishna, such are the beautiful pastimes of Mother Yashoda. This is just the beginning, setting the scene. Now Krishna will wake up with all the musical instruments, all her earrings, her bell, her penjan, her bangles, all, they create an orchestra. And as she is singing, it is like a pujari ringing bell. And then Krishna is waking up from the dream. And then he sees. And what he wants to see first? His mother. And then the Leela begins. So on this beautiful auspicious day, let's pray. As Satyat Muni is praying, Varam Deva Moksham Namoksha Vadhimva Nachanyam Vrineham Varesha Dapiha Idante Vapurnatha Gopala Balam Sadame Manasya Virastam Kimanne. One prayer of all the prayers. Let your beautiful face reside in my heart. Because if your beautiful face has to reside in my heart, all the black malice of my heart will run away. And I'll be illumined and I'll become a very, very amazing and blissful worshipper of a lotus feet. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Bhagavan ki, Shri Yashoda Damodar Bhagavan ki, Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha ki, Shri Kartik Mas ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Hare Krishna.